want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is tomatoes. I am not often the type to leave well enough alone, it's true. I will add Szechuan chilies to orange marmalade for a jolt on my morning toast. I am happy lacing mayonnaise with Spanish bocarones for a more exotic BLT. I have also created a line of ice creams, spice creams that have savory elements, some ancho chocolate, escabeche spiced, and pepper soy caramel, for example. But when something so perfect and natural as an heirloom tomato grown here in the Redland comes in, I pick up a case. The more delicate late winter sun of South Florida light touches them with a soothing insistence. Ripen, 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 it murmurs. How could it be so heavy, look so dazzling, taste so good? What confluence of miracles brought this child of the sun and soil to us? When I was a child, I was almost afraid of them. My mother cut some even slices of a particularly large one and laid it out on the dining room table to rest as my older sister Jane turned the burgers over on the grill out in the yard. I was not the chef of the family yet. I watched the tomatoes with apprehension as the juices wept onto the plate. Like many children, I took my tomatoes in the form of ketchup or a basic tomato sauce back then. But time healed me, and I came to love few things better. The name tomato derives from tomatl, its name in Nahuatl, the language of the Aztec people. The tomato originated high in the Andes Mountains. It was initially cultivated by Aztecs and Incas as early as 700 AD. The English word tomate first appeared in the 17th century and was later modified to tomato, probably under the influence of the more familiar potato. Most of these early fruits were yellow and became known as manzanas, apples, and pome de oro, apple of gold. They were considered poisonous, but appreciated for their beauty. The French referred to them as pommes d'amour, or love apples, as they thought them to have stimulating aphrodisiacal properties. Italy was the first to embrace and cultivate them outside of South America. You may be surprised, but tomatoes' ascension to an everyday edible was not easy. In 1820, people in Salem, New Jersey, feared for the life of one Colonel Robert Johnson, who ate a tomato on the courthouse steps. His own doctor cried out that the colonel was doomed to die. But as with many superstitions, it proved false. This may have been due to the fact that the tomato arrived in Europe. The plant became associated with poisonous members of the Solanacea family, specifically henbane, mandrake, and the deadly nightshade, to which it bore more than a passing resemblance. I had a garden years ago. I grew tomatoes and will always remember pulling off an impeccably ripe tomato from the vine one afternoon. When you grow something yourself, the attachment and regard for it changes your perception of eating it altogether. When a tomato is eaten that has never seen the inside of a refrigerator, indeed is just off the vine, still holding the day's heat, quickly rinsed and eaten with a touch of good salt and maybe a fat drop of balsamico, well, it's a good reason to be alive. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
You like tomato, I like tomato, potato, potato, tomato, tomato, let's call.